This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
BoSkater, 65% off hosting with code MMA50, good until 11:30.
Bad Boy, get 15% off with code MMA15.
My Protein, get 20% off with code MMA Nuts.
E-Bags,
get 20% off code MMA Nuts EB.
Defense Soap, used by more champions in more countries than any other brand. Save 15% off with code MMA Nuts.
Hey fans, it's MMA Nuts, episode 316!
316!
My name is Ingo Weigold.
Matt Griffith! MMA show by MMA fans for MMA fans. We walk the line between serious and ridiculous. It's happening to Caleb Starnes. Nate Quarry, Rock Hammer. Hey, someone just threw, what the fuck was it called? The Russian Hammer?
Oh, yeah.
Standing Hammer Fist. That happened over the weekend.
Hell yeah.
We're not going to go deep in a lot of events.
No. Is that going to be a thing now when everybody did that upkick?
Yeah. Hey, that works.
I'm using that. Totally unexpected.
Yeah.
No. I'm not going deep. I didn't watch any MMA this weekend. What did you watch?
You didn't miss much. Well, I saw a little of the Bellator. The only thing I want to mention, like MVP had a real fucking boring fight. Didn't want to engage and was just shucking and jiving and moving and bullshitting. I think he won a split decision, just barely. And then Michael Chandler versus Benson Henderson, another split decision. Chandler wins, but kind of had a big strength advantage over Benson. And the only thing I wanted to talk about was the lack of sponsors on Benson Henderson.
Ooh.
May have had his gym on there.
It's not always greener, Matt. It seems like... You know, maybe the UFC's onto something with some of these guys are letting go.
Well, with Benson, I think he didn't juice up. Or he did, and not fast enough. Because you got to imagine, everyone in the UFC was on USADA. So if you were on something, you're down here now. If you're in Bellator, you're on so much shit, you might have even walk straight.
Yeah.
And especially Chandler, everyone's going, look at the HGH gun on that fucking guy.
Yes. So
I feel like he's at a disadvantage. I don't know if he's on anything, but he probably should get on something because he's now 0-2.
Yes, not faring well.
Two titles.
Is that why he has no sponsors or just...
Well, if you're a champion, you seem to get sponsors.
Yeah.
If you're not, no sponsors. Well, I guess it also depends who you are.
Correct.
But again, isn't Benson Henderson a marketable guy? I mean, if you want that clean cut.
Smooth. He's like a GSP.
He's ready to fly to the angels. That song just came on
nice
the other
falsetto.
Day.
Look at that.
Fucking slaughter.
Making it happen.
Jesus Christ.
He's got the toothpick thing. You think you have like a little.
Yeah, something? I thought he had a toothpick sponsor, but.
I guess. Is that a thing? I don't know.
Kind of weird.
Bellator is making it happen with a big signing, though.
Yeah.
Right?
What happened?
Fedor! Supposed to fight in February against Matt Mitrione.
I think that's actually a really good matchup for both guys at where they're at in their career right now.
Yeah. I feel like you said this should be a matchup a while back. Did you say this before?
Maybe.
I think you did. I saw the picture. I was like, I think Matt predicted this. Let's go back and do a crystal ball. But I like it. I think I'm going to pick Mitrione in that one.
Well, if it doesn't happen in Russia, yes. Is that, not to change subject too fast, but Bigfoot Silva just had a fight. I think it was in Russia.
Uh-huh. He
clearly won the fight, and they clearly gave it to the other guy.
They might poison the trio in Russia.
It's like, bad food. It was like the Fabio Maldonado.
Yes.
What the hell is going on?
That was the best.
And Fedor. It's pronounced Fedor. Can we get that guy? That is who the UFC, that is who Bellator needs to hire.
Oh, absolutely.
That fucking announcer. He was the best. The best.
And the ESL kind of English as a second language announcer.
It's the best. You can't beat that guy.
No, what they should do is they should breed a guy, okay? And he learns English from 80s movies. That's it. He's not allowed to learn English from normal people, and it should be like 80s movies. Remember those quirky, nerdy 80s movies they had?
Oh, yeah.
That's where he should learn his English from, and then he should go do announcing.
I'm down with this.
That's it. There's no regular content. He's not allowed to speak to anybody else. Only 80s movies. It'll be the best.
Make it happen.
Yes.
Bellator, you got the money. You just signed Fedor.
Why not?
Come on.
I don't know that they disclosed the money situation on that.
No, I'm sure it's huge. They got Viacom money?
Millions.
Yes.
He'll do one fight and be done. my prediction.
No, I think he's got a multi-fight deal.
Even if he loses badly, if Mitrione KOs him, which he could.
Which could happen. It could go either way. It depends if Fedor, you know, when he fought Maldonado, he decided, hey, I just want to stand and bang because that's what the fans want to see. I appreciate that. Got his ass kicked. Understandable. It's kind of like Eddie Alvarez.
Right.
Fights Conor McGregor. Stand and bang. Gets his ass kicked.
Right.
Appreciate it. What are you going to do?
Yeah. It's interesting. They're both very similar styles. They have that athletic power and speed with a little weirdness. But Mitrione is very deficient on the ground.
Ground is. If Fedor takes it down, you know, say, good night. But I feel like he wants to bang it out. And he was so happy. Did you see how happy the Fedor was?
Hey, getting that money. Maybe they got his like wife all tied up in chains and shit. Like, you better fucking fight.
Well, I've always felt like Fedor was done fighting a long time ago, but then the people that manage Fedor said, you know, you're not done fighting. You're going to keep fighting until we tell you to be fighting. Mm-hmm. You know Anthony Pettis?
Right. Oh, yeah.
It all goes back to the UFC. Yeah. We'll firebomb your fucking ass. You've stopped fighting. Doesn't happen. What else is going on? There was a couple of UFC events.
Were there?
Let's see. Ryan Bader beat the piss out of Little Nog.
He did.
A win. I don't know what next for him because we're in a division that anybody could get a title shot at any given moment. Mm-hmm. Could even be Bader. And you also had Gegard Mousasi avenging his loss to Uriah Hall.
Yes. I saw the highlight of that.
No idea what's going to happen next for him.
Did he talk some shit after?
I didn't listen to the post-fight stuff, but along the lines of 185 pounds, they finally announced Yoel Romero versus Michael Bisping. It's happening.
Ooh, I like
it's happening.
Okay.
Do you fear for Michael Bisping's health in this one?
No, I do not.
Think he's going to be all right?
Romero's like 5'2". He'll be fine.
I don't know. But I thought about Chris Weidman. I thought, for sure, Weidman will win.
Yeah.
His head caved in.
He did.
What's next? What else do we want to talk about?
Let's see.
We're moving at breakneck speed.
Breakneck speed.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I was going to talk to you about UFC 205. There were some shattering records that happened.
Yeah.
So the live gate did 17.7 million. Mm-hmm. It's a new UFC record. Previous gate was UFC 129, which had 12 million. Of the GSP versus Jake Shields in Toronto. Remember, that was a huge ass.
Yeah.
I think that was the one with the hematoma, right? Of
Mark Hominick.
Yeah. Okay. Attendance record 20,247.
That'd be for US.
It's a new US record, yes. Yeah. The weigh in attendance was 15,480. Holy shit. That's a lot of people for a weigh in. Social media had 14 billion impressions. That's the most in UFC history. It's the highest performing UFC in history in closed circuit pay-per-view in both locations and gross revenue, but we don't have official figures yet. Most viewed prelims in Fox Sports 1 history for the 18 to 49 demographic. And I think that's about it. So,
well, the only other stat was with the social media impressions that it was 3 times higher than the fucking Super Bowl 50.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Okay. Holy shit. That's crazy. So, that's a lot.
So, you know, when we were talking about Conor McGregor.
That's crazy. I think they get like 100 million viewers for the Super Bowl.
Right.
How is that possible?
I don't know. But they're counting like likes on Facebook, tweets, shares, whatever. Did you look at him? Oh, that's counts as an impression or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Still.
It's off the charts. That's
crazy.
Off the charts.
I know why he wants a percentage ownership. He's I moved the fucking needle, bitches.
And there's some other stats on that. There's a couple things. Well, one with Conor McGregor, Dana White finally said that McGregor will not be back to fight before May of 2017. He is officially going to be out for that long.
Okay. About 6 months.
Yeah. And then there were also some stats that came out. Bloody Elbow put out an article stating Conor McGregor drew twice as many pay-per-view buys in 1 year than the entire UFC in 2014.
Whoa.
Said he did around 6 million buys in a 12-month period. And kind of put it in perspective, said McGregor's first three pay-per-views drew more buys than GSP's best three ever. McGregor's worst three pay-per-views drew more buys than Rousey's best three.
Whoa.
So when you're looking at the averages, like the rough estimate was Conor is somewhere around 1.5 million when he's headlining. Mm-hmm. Brock, 970,000. GSP, 750,000. Ronda Rousey, 730,000. Wow. And Anderson Silva, 550,000.
Wow.
So this goes back to the discussion we had last week about, like, where does Conor McGregor rank?
Oh, yeah. You're getting some shit for your...
No, but see, I didn't add to everything. I'm taking into account, yes, it's two titles, and I get, yes, he hasn't defended and whatever. But you have to look at the other intangibles here as far as, like, look at how many pay-per-view buys this guy's selling. Look at how much money this guy is making.
Tons.
Like, he is changing the game. He, like, literally... Who has done more for the sport than anybody else out there than Conor McGregor?
Nobody.
Right.
No.
So,
no,
like,
no,
when I take every piece of the equation, like, he is writing the rules. He is dictating to the UFC, hey, I just lost Nate Diaz. I want to fight him again. I'll run it again. Even though I'm a 145-pound champion, I'm going to fight him again at 170.
Yes.
Nobody else can get away with this.
No.
And, that, and then he ties into, he wants ownership and all that shit.
I think you should get it. And he was talking about having that, and then Mark Wahlberg came out of the woodworks. He was like, I'll give him my shares. I was part of that whole deal. And there's a little more to the article. It sounds like he wants movie rights and some shit. He wants to work out. I think he wants to make nice with Conor. And dude, this guy is a money machine. I don't know what kind of fucking lucky horseshoe he's got up his ass, but it's literally... He wakes up and money just starts flying at his face. And
when he whacks off, money comes right out of his dick.
Yeah, exactly.
Blinding all the ladies in the front row.
There you go. But it's interesting because it's like he came along at just the right time when everything else was dying down, where like the spotlight is directly on him and him only because nobody else has been able to take a piece of it. No Jones, no Rousey. GSP's gone. Anderson Silva's, you know, has been kind of like humanized in his multiple losses and all that dick pill shit. So that's all you got is Conor, little Irish guy, like with some fucking attitude.
Yeah.
You know, and I still think this Mayweather stuff, it's all bullshit. They're just laughing up there.
It's never going to happen.
No.
And everyone that keeps talking about it should just shut the fuck up.
Right.
It's never going to happen.
No. And I don't think they hate each other. I think they're just playing.
No, it's they're bullshit to
laughing.
Keep each other's name in the news. Like McGregor, Mayweather.
Yep.
It's nonsense.
It's awesome. It's a great time to be a UFC fan if you're a Conor McGregor fan.
Yeah, until May. I mean, there's a long wait for, like, what if you're a UFC fan? Like, what are you going to wait for? Ronda Rousey in December?
Her last
December
fight, 30? You mean?
Yeah. Well, I want to talk about her. Let me find that. Because I know she's had a bunch of movies that have been postponed.
Good.
Because the rumor was that the people that are putting the movies together are worried about her acting and how
like
it might
sucks.
Not be... Awesome. Yes.
It's not
so.
Awesome.
At least one of the movies was postponed because they're worried about her, and the other one, I don't know if they're rewriting the script, but still, I'm concerned because she's the one who said, you know, I only want to have like one or two more fights, and I'm going to focus on my movie career. Well, guess what? Your movie career just fucking went.
Yeah.
And now you may be forced into your only option is to fight for a career.
Is that good or bad?
Exactly. I think it's bad in her case, right?
Yeah, with her mental...
Yeah.
Is it fortitude? Is it toughness?
Yes,
it's,
both.
It's her. It seems small in some areas. Or not immature
yes.
is a better word. Immature.
Fourth grade.
So, yes. So if she gets bullied a bit or gets hit, she's like the big bully that gets smacked once and runs away.
Right.
You know?
That's usually what happens. If you hit them in the... fucking head with a wiffle ball bat.
I thought,
may have done that to my bully.
I was gonna say, it sounded like you speak from experience. That was a pretty
well,
specific
threw my
example.
Wiffle ball in the pool, and I happened to be holding the wiffle ball bat, and that's like fine. Logical to fucking smack him upside the head with that fucker.
Bam!
Last time you pick on me, son of a bitch.
Did he ever pick on you again?
No.
Oh, good.
I got my ass kicked habitually for like 2 weeks by this son of a bitch. Couldn't do anything. It was bigger than me. I didn't know how to fight.
Matt grabs a bat.
Skull fuck that son of a bitch. Like,
bam! Go home to your mama. You fuck with me again, you're gonna be sitting on this fucker.
Anyway.
This guy's gonna come out of the woodworks and be like, you're gonna be getting like messages. You're that guy.
I'm ready.
Anyways.
I don't fight anymore.
What was I gonna say?
I told you. Ronda Rousey.
Ronda Rousey.
So I'm not small buying this mental attitude.
I'm not buying this whole
fortitude.
I think it's like a building a house on a foundation of sand. Like, it was never really that stable to begin with. The only reason it worked is because there wasn't a strong wind that blew through.
I thought you were going to say Edmund Tavarian. That's the only thing holding this all together.
No, that's the... Edmund! It might, well, actually, in all seriousness, it could be because he's so full of shit and tells her how great she is.
Svengali.
Like, he's got to do that. But
brainwashed.
Yeah. But she had a strong wind come through in the Holly Holm situation, and boom, look how quickly that house disappeared.
Yes.
Now, is she going to be able to rebuild it? I don't think so. I hope she does, because it'll be interesting and exciting. But
well, for the UFC's sake, you better hope she wins, and you better hope she can wants to continue fighting. Because if she's number two, as far as like your current people, and McGregor's going to be out to May, you're going to have a terrible 2017.
Yeah, no Jon Jones, no Brock Lesnar, no
maybe. Anderson. Right. Hmm. We don't know.
Yeah, good point.
Still keeps getting postponed.
I don't know. Man, it's chaos.
Strange things are afoot at the Circle K.
They are. What else do I got? Oh, speaking of UFC 205,
mm-hmm.
there's a video out there where Misha's quitting in the corner.
Just
like, I don't want to fight anymore. And it was hard for me to watch that. I don't know if you said you watched it, right?
Yeah, I heard some of it.
I mean, I know that maybe there's people out there like, oh, she talked all this shit, but I get it. Like, you know, I brought up Chris Lieben, who had a similar, he's just like, I'm done, like a situation. And I don't fault anybody, you know, for having that kind of, I mean, if you know that you're done, it's okay to be done. Like, literally, I get it. Like, she probably went in there and thought she could compete and then realized, like, I just can't. Like, and she has a good career potentially in commentating. She's very bright.
Mm-hmm.
She's also very charismatic. So, you know, there's all that stuff happening there.
Charismatic.
So, I don't fault her at all. Exactly. And it's just hard to watch. I mean, somebody just break, you know, because I think a lot of times it happens in their head, but to see someone voice it and you saw her body language change and it was just like, I'm like, wow, dude, this sport is so brutal. Like at times you just watch like a human being who was like at the pinnacle of the sport for a while. Just completely
champ, you know, a couple fights ago.
I mean, how quickly that happens, you know?
And then right into boom. So is it a taint of the title for the women? Because it seems like as soon as they lose, they have major, major problems because that happened to Rousey. That happened to Holm. I think Holm was mentally tough because she handled the loss well. And Misha seemed mentally tough. But each one, when they came back, I mean, as far as like Holm, lost her next fight. Misha lost her next fight. It kind of goes back to Rousey where, like, if she's the weakest of them and those other two were not mentally ready for the fight, how the hell is Rousey going to win the next fight?
It's going to be
just
tough.
Just looking at champion, loses, comes back, and then
like,
I just don't see it working well for her.
Is that a gender thing you're thinking, or is it something else?
I don't know. I'm just like an observation. It could be gender.
Yeah, because women are a lot more emotional, I think, than guys in general. Men are more analytical. I wonder if like they have a harder time dealing with that like deflation of ego.
Sure.
You know, whereas men, you know, I think a lot of times you're able to move forward a little bit better. Maybe it's that. I don't know, but you're right. That's a good point you bring up. Something to think about. Maybe you guys know.
Lack of cock and balls.
More loads to the face, probably.
Oh, see, now you just ruined the whole show.
Sorry.
I just said lack of cock and balls. This guy goes,
loads to the face.
I'm so sorry.
Where else are you going to put your loads?
I know lots of places I could put them.
I don't know.
We're right along.
Please.
Fight Pass.
Oh, is that still around?
450,000 subscribers and go at $10 a month.
It's a lot.
Is that good or bad? They said WWE has 2 million subscribers.
Oh, wow.
So it's not terrible. I mean, they're 25%, a little less than that.
It's a much smaller sport.
And the WWE got rid of pay-per-view. So everything they do is through their Fight Pass type thing.
That's a lot. You think about it? Like, I'm trying
to think. Yeah, it's $4.5 million a month.
Mm-hmm. We need that kind of money. We could do a lot of good with $4 million
a month. I'll shake my tits for that money.
Would you?
Yep.
$4 million a month, we could do a lot of good with that.
Good.
Donate, please.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I'll turn myself.
Go ahead, do it. Don't be afraid.
I'll make myself green. I'll become the Hulk.
I will give myself. here's a deal I'll put out there.
Yeah.
We get a shit ton of money donated to us. I will Vitor Belfort TRT myself into a place you may not even recognize me.
Nice. He's gonna have boulders on his head.
I could do this.
You go to that website and click on right on that donate button, and you can just donate a couple $1 million. That will make it happen.
How many months do you think I could survive, though, at the Vitor Belfort level? I think the highest I've ever tested out at was 1250, and that was a little ridiculous.
You're all aggro and shit?
I had no control. This is when I'd go to the doctor, and he would just give me a Jesus load. I'll see you in another 10 days. So they're giving me like, give myself a shot every 4 days. Okay. This fucker was giving me one every 10, so he give me a fucking super syringe load.
They say that's a horrible way to do it.
It is
your hormones
worst.
Are too up and down.
It is. You want to try to do it lower dose, more frequent.
Yeah.
So, anyway, I'll do it.
Vitor Belfort levels. I'll do it too.
Fuck might even lift a weight. Or 10. Let's see what else we got. UFC offers Damian Maia a fight against Robbie Lawler, which is weird.
Why?
And he said he would also like to fight Anderson Silva at a catchweight. I feel like Damian Maia is watching your show.
Yeah, Damian, it's a good plan. I like Anderson Silva.
And he's also open to fight Cowboy Cerrone, too. He just said he's holding out to see what happens with the title first because they haven't officially announced that rematch between Woodley and Wonderboy Thompson. So it's like, God damn it, Maya. I don't want them to get fucked. I feel like they kind of have to run that again.
Yeah. Well, Cowboy has Matt Brown,
yeah.
Right?
But he also called out Damian, too. But because Cowboy was supposed to fight on 205 and then Gastelum fucking missed weight and then they shot him on that, what was that, 206?
Yes.
Against Matt Brown.
Coming next week or the week after, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't like that Cowboy matchup for Maya. I think that's too dangerous.
Really?
I don't like that one.
I like him against anybody because I think Condit would have been more dangerous than Cowboy, but yeah. He handled Condit.
Yeah. The new Cowboy scares me.
Yeah, the 170.
He's big. He's big and strong, and he's confident, and I don't know. That's a lot of that's a lot of power there. It'll be interesting to see what they actually do.
Yeah, I would just I really like let's let him get that title shot.
Yeah,
he's a humble guy. He would be. He's like the GSP, but
Brazilian version.
Brazilian. maybe they just hate the Brazilians to be champion.
Could be. Is there a Brazilian champ?
Not anymore.
No. There was a bunch of them.
They were running supreme. This is for USADA. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that has anything to do with anything.
Interesting.
Moving right along. Donald Trump met with one of the UFC's owners, Ari Emanuel, today.
Why?
I don't know. What do you think that was about?
Drug money.
Is Ari going to be part of the White House cabinet here?
Could be. Well, you know, if you recall, Dana spoke at Trump's rally.
It's all good for the UFC. I mean, wink, wink. To make UFC like the national sport of the United States of America. Fuck yeah, America! Yeah. UFC! I tried UFC!
That'd be sweet.
Like, what?
Trump's like, I like that shit. Wrestling and sweaty
guys.
I
like the men and touching each other.
I like that.
I like that cauliflower ear.
Give me some of that.
Give me that broccoli ear. But don't make fun of me on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah. Supposedly, I think the wife is not coming to the White House or something I was reading.
Probably a good move.
It's like a downgrade or some
fuck
shit.
Shack.
Like, fuck that. See what?
It said the White House is going to be his fuck shack.
Yeah.
Like, I saw Bill Clinton do some shit. I make it happen. I'm going to make America great again, Ingo.
Suck on this.
Don't tell your friends.
Can you imagine you have this kind of power? That would be ridiculous.
Nope.
I can't
even imagine that. What else we got? Oh, let's talk some suspensions. We had a couple. We'll do one short one and one long one. We had Leono Machida get an 18-month suspension from USADA for using DHEA, while John Jones gets 12 months for estrogen blockers.
It's such bullshit.
How the fuck does that make any sense? Even with John Jones's shady fucking story about this and that guy.
I'm off camera again. I don't know, because the president is like the NFL. The NFL does the same shit. They like give out punishments that don't add up. Like some guys get this and the other guy gets like this. And it's like, why are they doing that? I don't know. Maybe they don't even review previous punishments. Maybe that's why.
It's just, it's off the chart. For DHEA, they can't even prove that that even does anything for you.
Yeah. I used to take that. It didn't do anything for me. Did you try that?
Yeah. It just fucked up my level. So yeah, I wouldn't take it.
Made me nauseous for some reason.
So we got that, and then you have Roy Nelson got suspended for 9 months and $24,000 for that kick on Big John McCarthy by that Brazilian Superior Justice Court of MMA.
No one's going to hold that
up. They call it assault and unethical behavior. And so that's retroactive to September 29th, and that same court is offering a reduction to a six-month suspension and a $13,700 fine if Roy formally apologizes to McCarthy inside the octagon or during some form of press conference that Big John is preferably attending. So does that punishment seem right? 9 months, 24,000, or you can make an apology and then get 6 months?
I think it's all bullshit. Isn't it just in Brazil?
No, but it's got to be over here since they were the governing body.
Oh.
So, I mean, technically, the USA doesn't have to honor that, but
fuck that. Don't honor that shit. That's some shit.
2 years. I stand fast on this one, Ingo. 2 year suspension.
Okay.
You touch a ref, 2 year fine.
Okay.
2 year suspension. I don't know what the fine should be. I feel it should be. I have a hard time finding people money, but I can find you in time.
It's worse sometimes.
Well, time is money. It's 2 years of aging heavyweight.
It's a lot of cheeseburgers.
Yep. Well, maybe we can force him to go to 205.
There you go.
I'm just saying.
Or you can go to 205 and you can have suspension lifted.
That's right. You don't even have to apologize. You can kick him again.
Yeah.
You probably deserved it.
Awesome.
Fucking asshole. Moving right along.
Please. I got
some nuts. Boom. What's the, so far, what's the most shocking moment of 2016? I'll give you five options.
Okay, I'm listening.
Nate Diaz submitting Conor McGregor.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Bisping KOing Luke Rockhold.
Mm-hmm.
John Jones fails a PED test. The UFC sells for $4.2 billion. Conor McGregor wins his second belt.
I think McGregor winning the second belt is what I'm going to pick. I think that was shocking. I did not expect that. What about you?
Michael Bisping KOing Luke Rockhold. Yeah. I still don't believe this.
Yeah. It never happened, Matt.
It doesn't.
It's all.
It's shenanigans.
Yeah.
Shenanigans. What's the deadliest animal you would rather fight than Yoel Romero?
Fight?
Yes.
Than Yoel Romero?
Yeah.
A bear. Remember that? Did you see the?
You're talking to Khabib.
Did you see the Revenant?
No.
Oh, that's good shit. He gets fucked
he
up.
He only
by
has
that.
Like two lines in there.
I know, but he got fucked up by that bear. That was crazy shit, man. That's we should watch at least that scene. I'll take a bear. Fuck it.
You talking a full size?
A baby one.
Or like a tiny Khabib Nurmagomedov?
Yeah, yeah, tiny
like
little bear. That, fuck that fucker up.
I fucked that little bear up all day.
Fuck with me. I'll wrestle. Fuck that
guy. I want to fight like a bobcat.
There you go.
Some kind of fucking big feline that'll fuck me up in the pocket. Or maybe I should just fight Yoel Romero because the worst is going to happen. You're going to get knocked out. Maybe cut 27 stitches.
I'll take him down.
In the ass.
I'm all good.
Greg LeFound asks, if you're a UFC fighter in your mid-30s, coming off the last fight in your contract and top 10 in your division, would you lean more towards resigning with the UFC? Or go where the money is in Bellator. You got to weigh your options, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Don't always go with the safe bet. put yourself out there. You're a free agent. Mm-hmm. I think Ryan Bader is a free agent right now. He needs to test the water.
Yeah.
I mean, he may be better served in a Bellator.
Might be. Yeah. I agree.
Dustin Rhomes asks, does a 145-pound division move ahead without McGregor? If he now plans on not returning till mid-2017 without a guarantee he will even fight at 145. Does it move ahead without McGregor? Sure.
Yes.
Because that also raises a question. I don't know if we, I think we asked it, but didn't have a definitive answer. Like, what's next for McGregor? I really think that it's going to be a 155-pound title defense against Nate Diaz.
There you go. Actually, with the title, it's a lot more interesting.
Yeah. Either that or he's fighting Tyron Woodley. But I feel like the Diaz rematch is first.
Dude, if he beats Diaz and then goes and fights and Woodley in fight three Woodley. Fucking belts, get out
but,
of here. Like,
but 145, they're going to have to make a fucking interim belt. And then, I don't know, if you do Aldo and Holloway, fuck if I know.
Frank Yeager.
He's going to go to 135.
Okay.
Like Dominic Cruz.
He's cutting more.
Dustin Rounds asks, does Ian McCall have the worst luck or what? Wow, guy can't get in the cage. Yeah, he had fucking problem. Cutting weight again, the fight got canceled, he got sick. I think he was fighting Neil Siri. And then Neil said he didn't get his Reebok money, he was having a shit fit. Then finally Reebok said they're going to pay him, or the UFC said that he'll get his Reebok money. So it's a big deal that when you're, you know, expecting. I mean, I think it was only $5,000, but $5,000 is a lot of fucking money.
Heck yeah, you know? When you're like 2-2.
Right. So... does he, that guy have the worst luck ever? Probably.
Uncle Creevy, right?
Yeah. Dustin Rounds asks, if Romero gets the title shot, should Musasi fight Jacare, not knowing how long Luke Rockhold's going to be out?
I like that matchup. That would be crazy. Yeah. Jacare will want to stand and bang. I want to see that.
Mike Smith Rivera asks, holy shit, 3 MMA events and a boxing event. I'm tired. But anyways, there are 6 more UFC events in 2016. What fight are you looking forward to the most? Cowboy versus Matt Brown, Max Holloway versus Anthony Pettis, DC versus Rumble, Paige VanZant versus Karate Hottie, Rousey versus Nunes, and Cruz versus Garbrandt.
I'm thinking maybe Rousey. Only because I want to see what happens.
I want to see her get knocked senseless. I think I agree with that. I think I like that one. And then Cowboy versus Matt Brown next. And then Holloway versus Pettis. Then DC versus Rumble. That's about that.
Okay.
The others are all equal. Dustin Rounds asks, with McGregor holding 2 belts now, will we see more people go for this? Mighty Mouse, Cruz, John Jones, Cormier... May have talked about this already.
Nope. I think it's not. I think he's going to fuck it up for everybody, too, because this creates just, like...
It's dead. Chaos.
Yeah, no good.
I don't... It's a catch-22, because I think the UFC, they have to love the pay-per-view buys. Mm-hmm. Who else is doing this? Nobody. You're fucking 1.5 million, 1.6, whatever this last one. We don't even know what the numbers are. It could be 2 could be million.
Coming out this week,
know.
Hopefully. Yeah. It's been a couple weeks.
But then you're like you're jacking the divisions, each one. And if he, God forbid, the guy goes up to 170 and wins, now you've hijacked 3 divisions. Oh, and at that point, you got to give up a belt.
He's going to be eating cheeseburgers. You got the 185.
But even if he gave up the 145-pound belt, who gives a shit? You're still the champ. Mm-hmm. Like, the only reason you didn't lose, you just gave it up because you moved on. Mm-hmm. It's not a big deal. Will we answer a question now?
Yes.
Will we see more people go for this? Probably not. I don't think the UFC wants any part of that. So we agree. Mike Smith Rivera asks, would you rather eat cheese and broccoli soup or every movie you watch slowly transitions into Shrek halfway through?
Cheese and broccoli soup.
Okay.
I love cheese, broccoli. It's broccoli cheese soup, I think is what you call it. I fucking love broccoli cheese soup.
Would you rather give up the internet for a year in all its forms? Or make public your whole history of page visited, even in incognito mode, for from the past year for anyone to see.
I'm cool with my incognito mode.
Yeah, you can see all the gay porn I've been watching.
Doesn't matter.
The midget stuff.
Dicks everywhere.
That's right. Good.
Dick in every hole.
That's right. And Rodrigo Machado will close it out. It's time.
Yes.
Pound sign Nuts Rule. Pound sign Matt Rave Train. Pound sign Ingo Sugar Daddy.
Thank you.
Would you rather listen to your favorite song 50 times in a row or your least favorite song 5 times in a row?
50 times.
Goddamn right.
Easy. I do that already. Do you do that?
What?
Dude, I like it. When I get a new song I like, I fucking listen the shit out of it for like days and days. I get hooked on that shit. So there's sometimes when I love a song, I'm like from midnight to like 3 a.m. repeat. I'm like, I love this fucking song. I'm going crazy. You don't do that?
Oh.
I'm crazy.
It's all good. Do you prefer sex or money?
Sex.
Money!
Ah.
Is it worse to be ignorant or annoying?
Annoying.
I'm going to say ignorant because you can change annoying. If you're ignorant, you can't change that.
No? Can't learn.
I think there's a joke in there, but I can't say it because it's racist.
I think if you're ignorant, that what I like about it is that you just don't know how stupid you are. If you're annoying, you probably know you're annoying.
Yeah.
So I'd rather be...
It's all good. Guy knowledge.
That was it. That was pretty mild for him. That's it. Nothing raunchy from Rodrigo Machado. Oh. Knowledge? I'm thinking.
No. I have nothing. I don't know if we're going to be back next week. Thanksgiving is coming. We're traveling. You're going to Michigan. You're going to Wisconsin Dells.
Oh, yeah. You're going. When are you back?
Sunday.
Oh, geez.
So
we might have to just call the week off.
More than likely, we're not going to be back next week, but
I could be dead.
We'll
then.
See. He could be. We'll
see. I literally could.
He could be. I don't know.
Hey, I wish you well. Hey, I'm just saying.
That's right.
I love you.
Thanksgiving.
All. Happy Thanksgiving, fuckers. What else? What if they're not from the U.S.? What are you people doing when you're not from the U.S.?
Rape train?
Good point. Yes. They could literally get a turkey and just fuck it.
Motherfucker!
Yeah, it's all good. So,
all over.
Yeah. Eat your turkey.
All right.
Gobble, gobble.
Thanks for playing.